And you mentioned also in terms of, you know, I think this is the first approval that was really based on a biomarker as opposed to sort of a cancer, specifically in terms of the cancer of origin. First of all, where else do you see MSI-high, particularly MSI-high metastatic disease?
Right. While colorectal is one of the key ones, we certainly also see it in endometrial cancer. We know that's one of the ones that also is associated with the Lynch syndrome, the hereditary form of MSI-high. We see it also in small bowel, some gastric. The interesting thing is that in many different tumor types, there's just a few percent of patients that are MSI-high. So one of the things we are struggling with as a community is how broadly do you test for MSI-high? Do you test a pancreas cancer, which may have a 1% prevalence, or a prostate cancer with a fraction of a percent? And I think that's where we're still trying to develop best practices on where should we test and where shouldn't we.
I heard an investigator, I can't even remember, maybe it was a GI investigator, make the statement, every single patient with metastatic solid tumor should have MSI testing.
Yeah, it's certainly a defendable position because I think it's one of those things that if you happen to be that 0.2% of patients of prostate cancer, for example, that really could have a substantial impact for you. And so I think when we're at that point where patients are exhausting other options and trying to explore what therapies are available, I think it's certainly reasonable to do the testing broadly.